There are things that reality teaches you that school doesn't. I know, that's a real shocker, isn't it? I was in grad school for several years, learning about such esoteric things as therapy and diagnosis and personality and the history of psychology. And of course, we would be viewed by our supervisors in therapy either through a one-way glass mirror or film. It was an excruciating experience because they analyzed, well, why did you say that? Well, you could have said this. Well, you see, I think you're focusing on the issue in a shallow way because the main issue to me seems to be over here. Now, never mind the fact that a lot of these guys were just profs and did very little actual face-to-face counseling. In our eyes, 23, 24, 25-year-old, you know, they were the psychological gurus. There are things that you're not prepared for when you go out into the real world of talking to people. One of these is that, and it is, in my opinion, a major, major struggle in doing good therapy. Well, I'm going to tell you something else. I'm not even going to talk about therapy here. I'm going to talk about you. For you, it is a major struggle in talking to any other human being who is telling you about their lives, their situations, their struggle, their problems. And you know what that is? Quite simply, you cannot know where the truth lies. I don't mean to imply that people deliberately set out to lie or to mislead you or to flim-flam you, buffalo you, get you on their side. No, most don't. Most people of decent will give you their perspective. That is the way it is among humans. The problem is, our perspective can be way off. Way off. Over the years, I've had many occasions to visit with one family member. Let's say it's a adolescent, 16-year-old. Don't do too many of those anymore, but back in the old days it did. Or it's a spouse. The husband or the wife comes in because the marriage is struggling and they want help in doing better in this marriage. They can't get their spouse to come in. Or it's an adult child who is having significant problems with a parent, an adult parent. Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Duh. So for a session or two or three, I listen attentively and try to understand what's going on. I ask a lot of questions. I want to get down to it. Often, the person across from me seems very reasonable. Very reasonable. They want to do better. They want to give you accurate background. A percentage of the time, the quote-unquote targeted person, the person they're complaining about, will come in later. The spouse will come in. Maybe three sessions later, the spouse will come in. Or the parent will come in. Or the kid's sibling will come in. Or the kid's parents will come in. And then my head explodes. Because what I'm told by the person coming in about the situation is so radically different than the original information that I don't know if these people are on the same planet, much less on the same page, the same book, the same library, the same continent, we're talking the same planet, maybe the same solar system. Are these bad people? Do they want to come in and just mislead me? No, not most of the time. They honestly see their perception as reality. If 100 people were observing what they're describing, those 100 people would say the exact same thing as they're saying. So they think. It's intrinsic to us. We protect ourselves. And part of protecting ourselves is seeing things the way we want to see them. A spouse might say to me, "Oh, she's so difficult. She nags me constantly. Oh my God, I can't even live with it. She just nags and nags and nags constantly." Give me something she nags you about. "Well, my clothes. She just nags me about my clothes. I can't believe it. She says I'm not that neat, but I'll tell you, I think I'm fine." Then the spouse comes in. "Well, for the first 2 years of our marriage, I never said a word about his clothes, which were always on the floor, always wrinkled, until it got so bad we couldn't even walk into our bedroom because his clothes are everywhere, and they're dirty, and I can't tell which ones of them are clean, and I don't know which ones to launder. And I've asked him nicely, but he doesn't respond. So every once in a while, I bring it up again, and we get into a fight." So you see, if you listen to the original person, he's just living with this horrific nag. If you listen to the later person, she's essentially saying, "Well, I try not to be a nag, but he won't budge." And then sometimes what happens is the original person will back off. "Well, I guess it is true that I'm a little sloppy with my clothes." It's always played down. "I'm a little sloppy with my clothes." Or, "I can lose my temper every once in a while." One of the hardest parts of any kind of counseling, and I know many of you don't do professional counseling, but you do friend counseling, informal marriage counseling. You help people. You sit and you listen to them and you try to help them. But remember one thing, you always have to be aware that whatever they are telling you is their perspective. And they may be absolutely convinced they are dead on until you get someone else's perspective who's in the same house as them. And then all of a sudden it's a little more tricky to sort out. That's all. It's just something to keep in mind. Next time you sit and listen to a spouse tell you how awful and horrible and terrible and evil and bad and difficult and nasty and wretched their spouse is, remember, I've had plenty of occasions where the evil spouse is actually the better spouse.